Thank you and welcome to The Good Stuff. Thanks for listening on your local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you and reminding you that Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of our publication, released every Saturday, is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Find them at tsln.com. And, Kim, what else do you have today on The Good Stuff?
I actually have something from Jim Thompson. You remember him, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, we hope he's having a great time in his quote-unquote retirement.
Yes, on the Sturgis City Council and all of that.
That's right, now, so. And all their social activities.
You know, even though in our part of the country it's winter and most of us have some snow on the ground and we're thinking burr, there are some folks out there that listen on their different devices and they're in Arizona. Or they're in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Or they're golfing.
That's
and so
right.
We got a little golf thing for them today.
Well, and Jim sent this to us, and he says, it's even for golfers who pray for an early spring.
Oh, well, he might be out golfing in Sturgis. I don't know.
Yeah, he might be. I bet he's praying for an early spring, so he can be golfing.
What do you have?
Golf balls are like eggs. They're white. They're sold by the dozen, and a week later, you have to buy more.
That's true sometimes. I always think it's a good day golfing if I come back with as many golf balls as I started with.
Not necessarily the same golf balls.
No, you can interchange. They're all interchangeable.
All right. Okay, just check it.
It's amazing how a golfer who never helps with house or yard work will replace his divots, repair his ball marks, and rake the sand traps.
Hey, did you ever notice that it's a lot easier to get up at 6 a.m. to play golf than at 10 a.m. to go to church?
Ooh, ouch.
That's wrong.
It takes longer to become good at golf than it does brain surgery. On the other hand, you seldom get to ride around in a cart, drink beer, and eat hot dogs while performing brain surgery.
Yeah, seldom.
There are some perks to it.
Yep. A good drive on the 18th hole has stopped many a golfer from giving up the game.
Boy, isn't that the truth? A good golf partner is one who is slightly worse than you.
That's too funny. Oh, the rake is always in the other trap.
Yep, that's true too. If there's a storm rolling in, you'll be having the game of your life.
I think many will attest to the truth of that. Well, that's quite a few. Let's save a few for another day when we need a little reminder that it will get warm sooner or later.
Okay.
What else have we got?
The other day, I had The Rules of Laundry years ago. This is a poem by an unknown author called The Clothesline. A clothesline was a news forecast to neighbors passing by. There were no secrets you could keep when the clothes were hung out to dry. It also was a friendly link, for neighbors always knew if company had stopped by to spend a night or two. For then you'd see the fancy sheets and towels upon the line. You'd see the company tablecloths with intricate designs. The line announced a baby's birth from folks who lived inside as brand new infant clothes were hung so carefully with pride. The ages of the children could be readily known by watching how the sizes changed. You'd know how much they'd grown. It also told when illness struck as extra sheets were hung. Then night clothes and a bathrobe too haphazardly were strung. It also said, gone on vacation now, when lines hung limp and bare. It told, we're back, when full lines sagged with not an inch to spare. New folks in town were scorned upon if wash was dingy and gray, as neighbors carefully raised their brows and looked the other way. But clotheslines now are a thing of the past, for dryers make work much less. Now, what goes on inside a home is anybody's guess. I really miss that way of life. It was a friendly sign when neighbors knew each other best by what hung on the line. But that was interesting. We talked about clotheslines the other day, and here we have a little poem about remembering the clotheslines.
Well, and that's such a great way to look at it.
It is.
It really did kind of just tell you what was going on with them. Gave you a full update.
What else do you have today?
Let's keep score. At our weekly alumni meetings, the football coach shows the film of the most recent game and holds a question and answer period afterward. One of the alumni who had played on the football team many years ago and had a son on this year's squad posed a question concerning the defensive line. I'd like to know, he said, why our boys are so slow getting into the opposition's backfield after the ball is snapped. Gosh, I'm not certain, Fred, says the coach, but it could be hereditary. That's from E.M. Boswell.
And that's The Good Stuff.